Hughes indeed wrote with intensity of the things that mattered to him, the human factors that he understood and appreciated, whether in praise, in condemnation, or in sheer song. Yet he was never confined to write in one form or another. He wrote as he was led by spirit to express what he, Langston Hughes, could express. And his expressions of the complexities and depth of the human condition were never singularly focused. Therefore, as a composer who wrote about the realities of life for more than 40 years, he expressed how he was moved by life's situations and the individuals who lived life, regardless of the hand that had been dealt them. Helen Keller, born in Alabama, and at the age of 2, contracted an illness that left her blind, mute, and deaf, was someone that caught the attention of Hughes for her strength and power. And now he teaches us, through the following poem, to see this woman, of substance, for her abilities rather than her apparent limitations. Helen Keller. She, in the dark, found light brighter than many ever see. She, within herself, found loveliness through the soul's own mastery. And now the world receives from her dower the message of the strength of inner power. During the period 1941 to 1950, Langston Hughes wrote of wisdom. And regarding wisdom, he said, "I stand most humbly before man's wisdom, knowing we are not really wise. If we were, we'd open up the kingdom and make earth happy as the dreamed of skies.
When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God. Right here.
When we pray, we dream. When Langston Hughes dreamed, he dreamed of freedom. He dreamed of freedom for his people. And his people were black people, red people, white people, all people. Between 1961 and 1967, he wrote this poem, among many others, Dream of Freedom. There is a dream in the land with its back against the wall. By muddled names and strange, sometimes this dream is called. There are those who claim this dream for theirs alone, a sin for which we know they must atone. Unless shared in common like sunlight and like air, the dream will die for lack of substance anywhere. The dream knows no frontier or tongue, the dream no class or race. The dream cannot be kept secure in any one locked place. This dream today embattled with its back against the wall, to save the dream for one, it must be saved for all. Our dream of freedom.
Oh,
This next poem I see as Langston's plea to the world to join him in making the world a better place. To me, Langston Hughes was taking up the mantle in earnest, the mantle according to Christian scripture that Jesus laid down to his disciples to go out into all the world and to make it a better place, to preach the gospel. And so this, the last poem, written between 1961 and 1967, is titled, To You. To sit and dream, to sit and read, to sit and learn about the world, outside our world of here and now, our problem world, to dream of vast horizons of the soul, through dreams made whole, unfettered, free, help me. All you who are dreamers too, help me make our world anew. I reach out my hands to you.
Sharing.
Gospel according to Langston Hughes. It's been created and given in love through selected poems of Langston Hughes and through the music of many artists that echoed the messages that were presented in the works by Langston Hughes. It was his deep desire and message that we as a people, as one people in this world, live our dreams and imagine how we could all live together as one. So the song Imagine, we believed, was a perfect way to close this service. And so with the words and music still in your hearts and minds, we invite you to sing the chorus one more time along with us.
You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday
so it is. Thank you.